This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by GrowMark, committing to delivering products you need by people you trust. Iowa farmers and biofuels producers are watching closely as federal officials continue shaping guidance for the 45Z tax credit, while also pushing for a long-term solution on E15 sales. Senator Joni Ernst says both issues are critical to the future of agriculture and renewable fuels in the state. We'll hear from her next.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at GrowMark.com.
Final rules are being worked on for the 45Z Clean Fuel Production Credit, and Senator Ernst says getting the details right will determine how much Iowa farmers actually benefit.
So right now, going through the rulemaking process, and I've penned a letter to the administration because right now it's incredibly important that we get 45Z right. Senator Chuck Grassley and I have both been really big supporters of 45Z, but we need to make sure that it's all encompassing and it really benefits our Iowa farmers.
She says that includes making sure federal agencies recognize conservation practices many farmers have been using for years.
And so we're encouraging, whether it's USDA, whether it's the Energy Department, whether it is Treasury, they need to be aware of the other efforts that our farmers are engaged in. So those farmers that are using no-till technologies, those that are doing cover crops, if we're using optimized fertilizer. I mean, there are so many different things that simply were not included in proposed drafts of the rule.
Those longstanding practices should not be overlooked just because they're already widely adopted.
So we're really focused on those efforts. And again, penned a letter to the administration, really working with the leaders at those three agencies in particular, but making sure that even though we've been doing no-till farming in Iowa for years and years, decades even, I was a small child when my dad started no-till farming, to those farmers that are using cover crops and started using those years ago. We want to make sure that even though these are existing technologies, that they're taken into consideration because they are conserving our soil and making it healthier. We are sequestering carbon using those types of technologies.
She adds properly accounting for those practices could directly impact both farmers and biofuel producers in the state.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we can get up to a buck of credit then for using those domestic crops and these types of technologies.
At the same time, we need to continue to push for year-round access to E15.
Oh, absolutely. And it has been pretty remarkable how I'm cornered. Anytime I'm walking in the hallways, I'm cornered about, oh, what do you think about the price of fuel today? And I just pivot because I know they would rather talk about Iran and what's going on in the Strait of Hormuz. But what I can do, and my mission always, is to promote our Iowa biofuels. And included in that, of course, is E15 year round. So I immediately pivot. I don't go where they want me to go. What I do is talk about E15 year round and how important it is.
We have more on this topic with Iowa Senator Joni Ernst on our website on iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.